Lindsay.
This one.
Burenbach?
Yeah.
That's leave absent, so they were out for a year. But they were only out 1 year. Of the two, right? Because you got 2 years to get it?
Right.
So cut hers in half too.
My only concern is she says in the first half of 2023, she wants to complete it. And it's like, no, you don't have to wait for a conference. You just have to get it done.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I know. That was the other thing. I'm like sitting on the computer.
Yeah, it's like you may want a conference, but you had 2 years to do a conference.
Yes.
Now just get it done.
Right. Yeah. Do it.
So I'd say three months on this one.
Three months.
Okay.
Motion and a second to offer Dr. Burenbach 3 months for her CE waiver. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Number three, board and mayor review, discuss and take action on update regarding resolution of California Veterinary Medical Board case regarding Emily Fassbaugh, DVM. They didn't even take action. They put a letter in her file, correct?
Yes.
So we don't need to do anything either, right?
Correct.
Thank you for reaching out to her because she did not remember.
Right.
To follow up.
Ms. Craig, may I propose that items 4 through 7 be pended to January?
Okay.
Items 4 through 7.
Sure.
Yeah, 4 is easy then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like I've got 8 minutes.
I'll second.
Okay.
No. She's recommending it.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have to make a motion?
To pen?
So moved.
Okay.
Seconded.
Aye.
So seconded.
All right. So do we have to vote then? Or is
yes.
it just, okay. So all those in favor of pending items 4 through 7?
Aye.
Aye.
To January?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Next up, board may review, discuss, and take action on questions submitted to board staff regarding medical procedures provided by a specially trained and supervised veterinary technician, specifically liver and spleen aspiration. Oh, how quickly are we going to do this one, though?
And Madam Chairman, if I could just kind of tee this up, as the board knows, the board can't make blanket statements about certain types of things or give legal advice. I added this to the board's agenda to make the board aware that this type of service is being contemplated. And if you do have any brief comments on your initial thoughts, I can pass those along. But Mark, if you want to expand on how they should limit what their comments are.
I think that's right. There's nothing really before you. However, I think it may be helpful just in the Chamber of Commerce role that sometimes Victoria plays to you know, share some initial thoughts. And then, of course, if the board ever receives a complaint, it will investigate that complaint and make a decision based upon the facts and the law related to that complaint. But if upon first review you have some, you know, concerns whether or not, you know, this is evil.
I have concerns we'll see the complaint sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Well, and
Cystocentesis fall into the same category.
If you can't do a cystocentesis, which we had a long discussion
about,
you wouldn't be doing these procedures.
Yeah.
You
would not be doing these procedures. Like, if you don't think it's, the cysto is way easier than doing a liver.
Okay. So that doesn't require direct supervision of a veterinarian, if a CVT does it, or a VT does it.
I don't know if we can, again, make that kind of policy statement. If someone has to be comfortable, if you screw it up, you probably shouldn't have done it, and now we got to deal with it after
right.
that.
Okay.
But my big concern here is we know there are technicians out there traveling doing ultrasounds without a doctor and just sending them off to IDEX or ANTEC to read the views and sending them off and charging as a service for that. This is something we need to intervene with. I've been saying this for months, and we have not been doing anything about this. This is something that is becoming a huge issue. The technicians are out there, uncertified technicians out there traveling around doing ultrasounds.
Where does it stop?
Need to address this. This has to get addressed eventually. We keep pushing it off, we keep not addressing it. But this is happening. People are out there doing stuff, and we need to say, are we okay with that?
All of those things, you have to do what, when, why, where.
We can get that
to
immediately.
Open the case.
I know the businesses are doing it.
Where is
I know, well, do we really want to intervene with this? Are we going to make a policy statement? Are we going to do something? But or are we just going to say, oh, let's just wait for something to happen, like an unlicensed practitioner? But technicians are out there doing this, so can we, I mean, this is already happening.
Where do you draw the line?
If they're not leaving the ultrasound, they're just getting the ultrasound.
Yeah, that's.
Images, that is very different than if you're reading it or if you're obtaining samples.
Getting samples, right.
Which I know they're doing.
They're getting samples.
That's the thing, is we need to address this. We can't just ignore it and say, unless we just want to wait for a case to come in front of us, that's fine. But this is happening. And if we're just going to turn a blind eye to it, that's okay. We just need to address that.
Well, tell them it's happening too.
It needs to be reported to be addressed.
Well, no, we don't have to have reports to make statute or rule changes. We just need to address this.
We can't make statute.
No, we can't, but we need to address this still.
But I think one way that the board can address it is by, directing Victoria to communicate and express the concerns.
Yeah.
Yes, very concerned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay, number nine, board may review, discuss, and take action on requesting AZ State Veterinarian to present information to the board regarding agency's proposed administrative rules pertaining to the use of specific medications by unlicensed individuals in animal shelters.
That's a statute, really nothing on there.
So this, I guess specifically to see if the board wanted the state veterinarian to come give a presentation about it.
I think they got a better thing to do, honestly.
It's a statute, he had nothing to do with it, and he's got to comply with it, so.
But I think it would be an opportunity, I'm just, that we aren't so siloed, that we don't communicate with the state veterinarian. And while we're at it, ask him to update us on the new veterinarian tuition that he's administered, that he's responsible for, or the ag department's responsible for. $100,000 to any graduates after January, if that's SB 1271, if I recall correctly, but I could be wrong. And it's been signed by the gov, and it basically says that if a graduate, after a veterinary graduate after January 2023, agrees to practice 4 years in the state of Arizona, two of which is for a nonprofit or a designated USDA designated underserved area, they get up to $100,000.
That's not our purview.
Okay, so. And I do, and Jane, I mean, I find these topics fascinating, you know, given my previous background too. Our meetings are going longer and longer, and I'm just concerned that those are topics that, while very interesting, would be better suited for, I don't know, a newsletter or something, but I don't know if they, I mean, I'll defer to the rest of the members on the board.
We got to be careful with how involved in the schools we're doing.
It's just getting information.
Just in
we
general.
Are acutely aware of the veterinarian shortage in the state. We deal with the ramifications of that shortage every month.
I understand that. I just, again, it gets back to.
I sound like Johnny Jones.
It's 12:30.
So, so the only thing I would caution about extending an invitation is make sure it goes through the chain of command. He would be like number three on the chain. So don't invite him directly, expect him just to show up. There's been some issues over there.
I don't know, do we want to take a vote?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I tend to agree, we don't, if you can't do anything, what's the point?
I mean,
it's educational.
I know it is, except that our meetings have lasted.
It's all right.
I mean, what is the general consensus?
No, and I agree. Okay. I mean, it's good information to have, but I mean, is it truly pertinent to what we do? That's a hard one because it is in statute. We just have to apply it as it comes along.
And Ms. Sonnen, I can speak with you off record. I know a lot about that piece. I was in correspondence with him while that was in process. So if you want to talk off record, we can.
Absolutely.
See, there you go. Okay. Let's see if I can knock another one or two out without leaving my children.
I'm attending.
Board may review, discuss, and take action on requests for approval of continuing education credit for the American Association of Swine Veterinarians 2023 annual meeting, March 4th through the 7th, 2023.
I move to approve the requested hours for the main meeting and the pre-conference.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Let's see, board may review, discuss, and take action on premise license renewals for R2758 MBS McCarthy Veterinary Services LLC, Chris McCarthy, DVM.
This is in the supplement, So This one, she just wants to be cantankerous, and, you know, I don't care how she reads the law is law, and it matters how we read the law. So she needs to get a new premise license.
Yep.
Period.
Yep, period.
End of sentence. If that causes her any heartache or trouble?
Cry about it.
Yeah, well, it's in statutes and rules. You follow statutes and rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if she wants to get five of them for each residence, so she doesn't have to keep doing it?
Yes.
Five, that's fine, too.
Makes it easy.
But buy five and have five premises and park your truck wherever you want to.
Do we need to vote on this item, or?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my motion.
Okay, so.
I'll second that.
The motion is.
Every business has their expenses. This is how she chooses to run her business.
Yeah.
Okay, so the motion is that she has to register at her, whatever, her Overguard address. Okay.
Well, any address that she chooses.
Where she stores drugs.
But she's got to pick it, she's got to pay it, and she has chose to move it from what it was.
All right, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion passes. Good luck with that, Victoria. Number 13, board may review, discuss, and take action on requests regarding the clarification of interpretation of ARS 3222-42B pertaining to certified vet technician application requirements per ARS 41-1001.02. Ms. Solomon, you are the
yes,
lead.
Yes, I wish I could say Samantha this was going to be brief, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I found a number of areas in question that I, where I don't see that human medicine equates to animal medicine.
It doesn't.
So I've identified like five areas in the comparison.
So we just said no.
More than five areas, yeah. So if you want to know what those areas are, Victoria, I can share it.
See, that's no more.
No, I vote.
Yes or no?
No.
And I second that.
Okay. That cut it down.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
The board may review and discuss and take action on information submitted regarding ARS 323208, reportable charges from Brad M. Marotti.
And this was on the agenda, right? It is on someone, okay. I'm going back between the two of them. There it is. This was, oh, God, this is the guy in Nevada who is not renewing his license. I don't know, do we need to, I mean, we've got a few weeks left. We could fine him for not having his address changed and the reportable charges in a timely manner. Or was his address changed in a timely manner?
I didn't look at his home address. I was trying to show that he had told us that he was a working here a couple of years ago.
Okay. I thought he had a change of address in there also, in addition to reporting the charges. Maybe I just looked at something wrong.
He would have, but I'm not sure I looked at
it. Oh, he's at a new hospital. Oh, yeah, he's got a new hospital, new residence.
Yeah.
That was in July of 2020, so maybe he did that at the appropriate time. Forwarded July 20th?
Yeah.
Okay, so never mind the resident. You've got 2 weeks to collect money, a fine, for not reporting the accident, but he's not going to renew. Is it worth going after to just say, thank you for not renewing, and good luck? It sounds like you're going to be in the pen for a while.
Yeah, I think we move forward. I don't think there's any reason to take action on this.
Yeah, he's gonna have problems without worrying about us.
Yeah, I think we need to know though if he should ever apply for a license.
Well, is there anything to do to memorialize?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, we can send a letter just letting him know that should he ever reapply.
But is there a way to memorialize that in the system so 15 years from now, none of us are here?
I could be.
The only way to memorialize that is that on the application, he's going to have to disclose it, and they'll be in it.
It'll be on there.
Yeah.
And it's probably good enough, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so those are the safeguards in place.
Yeah. So I guess I would leave it to staff to whatever you feel is appropriate. Send a letter.
I'm just monitoring that he doesn't re-renew this year.
And just say we understand.
Right, if he does somehow renew, then I think it comes back before he.
Can we ask, just legal, quick legal question, can we ask him to voluntarily surrender his Arizona license?
There really isn't a way to surrender, I don't think, in law, is there?
No, not under our statute. Some agencies specifically have that as an option.
Okay.
We've run into that before. You can't even surrender.
He's not here. He probably cannot come here.
Right.
Yeah, not right now.
I'm sure he can't.
So, and, yeah. But, I mean, the short answer is you can offer him a consent agreement for the revocation of his license.
Yeah. I don't know what that's.
Does it expire in 2 weeks?
Yeah,
it's only 2 weeks.
And
he's not
going to
be here. He's not coming. He can't come here.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he can't.
He's probably behind bars.
Yeah. Nevada will take care of him.
All right. So we are staff's going to write him a letter, and the board's going to ignore it. He's going to expire.
Do we need to vote on that?
No.
Or just move on?
No action.
It's just
no action. Okay. So, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license application and issue of possibly providing veterinary medical services prior to the license being issued. This is regarding Bianca Alba.
And that's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
That is item number 15.
Bringing the hammer down.
Bringing the hammer down. If I can't find my notes, I'm stuck. I found it. I want to propose find a violation first, I guess, before offering the CA.
Open a case. She's not a licensee yet.
Pardon?
She's not a licensee. And we have to open up a complaint.
Okay, I move we open a complaint.
And then you just need to follow that process, and it'll come back to you, and you'll be able to.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that an unlicensed practitioner case?
Yes.
It says technically her long-term license application via universal recognition is ready to be approved. The board is not allowed to deny a universal recognition application.
We're not denying it. We're just opening up a complaint. I think her application, if it hasn't been, will be.
Mark, is an option that they offer her a consent agreement to approve her license with any penalties they want to give her.
Okay.
It is, except with respect to universal, there's really not a basis for denying it, so there's no incentive.
Right.
That's why I think we just need to treat them separately.
Okay.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. Makes sense.
Okay, I move we...
Just to open up a complaint without a license.
Yes. For practicing without a license for 2 months.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But then we still have to approve her license.
Yeah.
Yes. And sorry.
Administrative.
Right. Right. Yes.
We have no choice.
Well, there's a choice. You send it to the governor's office telling why, and this will be why, right?
Yeah.
She was practicing without a license for 2 months.
Yep. Yep. You can do that, I believe.
All right, so did we...
So have you got...
Do we have a motion to open the case and approve her application?
Yes.
Do we have a second?
Yes. Or maybe it needs to be approve her application and then open a case. I don't know.
Well, it's an unlicensed practitioner.
Well,
yeah, so she doesn't have to be licensed to open
the
case.
Yeah, it's a complaint.
That's a complaint.
Right?
Yeah. Unlicensed practitioner complaint, and we can separate that by itself.
It's
taking
action on her veterinary license
application
and issue. Yeah, so we should do both here.
Do you want to do them separately, or can we put them together?
Can we do two motions, please?
Sure.
The first to approve.
Would you like to?
I vote to approve her universal license.
Application, thank you.
Application, sorry.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And now that we have jurisdiction over her,
yes,
we can open up a complaint.
I move we open a complaint for practice without a license for 2 months.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
I move we tell the governor's office anyway about the, that we approved this, but we thought about not doing it and want to let him know exactly why we're not doing it, why we thought about not doing it.
Okay. Do we have a second on that motion?
Come on, help me out.
Oh, second.
Thank you.
Sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Aye. All right, review and approval of minutes. Anybody want to make a motion?
I move to approve the minutes from November 16, 2022, regular session.
Second.
With Dr. Thompson standing.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Executive session minutes?
I was waiting for you to ask for the nays. Excuse me, but it's saying.
I thought everybody said yes.
Or tell me the motion passed. November 16, 2022, executive session, abstaining, Dr. Thompson. I move we approve those minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. All right. This is usual with me. I would make a motion that we...
I can do it to the chair. Yeah. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve consent agenda removing A10, A12, A21, A22, A23, A24, A25, A26, A27, A28, A29, A30, and A31. Jeez, can we get just a range?
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes.
I will make a motion to approve pending inspection and compliance for A10, A12, A23, A24, A25, A26, A27, A28, A29, A30, and A31.
Second.
All those.
In favor first.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I was just like, what did I just ask? All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion carries.
And... there's nothing, no action on 21 and 22, right?
No action.
We will ignore them.
We removed those, and then there's nothing to do with them.
Actually, they're already removed.
All right. Summary of current events.
I've got one little thing.
Yes.
Victoria knows about. Tracy probably knows about. I don't know whether I'm going to be around the next month or so because I don't know what job I'm going to have. So maybe my last time.
What?
Maybe not. I don't know.
I hope for maybe not.
Yeah. Second.
I make a motion that it's maybe not.
Second. Yeah.
Then maybe you can help me find a job. Then. They'll let me have maybe third Wednesday off. So anyway, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Wow.
Okay, do we have any call to the public people?
Yes. Unless it's a huge promotion that you're
doing. We have two, actually.
Oh.
Reduction.
We have three?
We have two.
Call the public?
Yeah. Normally we wouldn't have people call in other than Dr. Johnson since we had this prearrangement with him before tonight.
Is he one of them?
This other person was told they could. It was an error made.
So one of them Johnson?
Yes.
And then
another one.
Thank you,
Melanie. Let's just put them on phone call.
Yes. Recent applicant.
A recent applicant?
You want to. Does she read
I
that
read
one?
I read those after they get on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that the script?
I know this doesn't seem like the script.
Speak.
Hello, Dr. Johnson. It's Tracy at the Veterinary Board. The board is here. They're ready to offer you the call to the public and I'll turn you over to our chair, our acting chair, Dr. Robin James.
Hey, Dr. Johnson.
No, I didn't hear. What did you say, the last word? Hi, Dr. Johnson. This is Dr. Robin James, and I'm the acting chair for today's meeting. So,
I wanted to know clearly for the record, what's your full name, ma'am?
Robin James.
You are a doctor?
Yes, uh-huh.
You are a DVM?
Yep, that kind.
Well, yeah, what do you practice, small animal or large animal?
Small animal, but we need to keep this to your request for the call of the public.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to know who I am talking to. Dr. Robin James?
Yes.
You practice the large animal or small animal?
Small animal.
Okay, who is interrupting me now?
It's just...
Hey, Dr. Johnson.
Noise in the background.
It's Victoria. How you doing today?
I'm fine, Victoria, but
good.
What's going on?
So I just want to let you know if it's not clear. So Jessica was here earlier. She had to leave early. So we have Dr. James is stepping in as the chairman. So if you remember and call to the public, they can't respond to you. So unfortunately, Dr. James will not be able to answer your questions. They are happy to hear from you. Please go.
Why do you call me?
Please go ahead with your comments. You called me earlier last week and told me.
I know.
Okay.
Actually, I was expecting to talk to Madam Jessica today.
Well, unfortunately, she's gone. Do you want us to disconnect the call and we'll call you next month?
So, Madam Jessica is going to call me sooner?
You're right now, you're at the call to the public at the board meeting, and you're welcome.
I understand that,
right.
But if the people come there and go, because I have an issue to talk to Madam Jessica now.
So that is not the purpose of the call today, so we can disconnect the call.
In that call, I want to make sure I need to communicate with Madam Jessica.
I will let her know.
Thank you.
Do you want to say anything today, or shall I disconnect the call?
Yeah, but I'm a little confused. The new doctor came in the staff person. So it seems to be very difficult for me to deal with the board. There is no consistency here.
So I think
a new person, a doctor, Dr. James came in now. And do not interrupt me.
Okay.
Your time is up.
I'm a senior doctor. Do not interrupt me. I know what the game is going on in Arizona. Do not interrupt me. This is my time to talk, madam. I'm talking now. Be quiet now. So I have a Dr. James. I have a great concern about that. Practice of veterinary medicine in the state of Arizona. Can I talk to you?
Sure, you have 3 minutes to address the board, and we'd be happy to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I know, because there are a lot of difficulties is going on for the practice in the state of Arizona. And I'm here now for so many years, and I have a contact with the Arizona public a lot. You know that Arizona public is more than 7 million people live in Arizona, madam.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know, you told me you have a small animal practice. I wanted to ask you, do you board animals in your clinic?
I can't answer those questions, Dr. Johnson. This is just for you to give your information.
No, I'm asking you.
No.
I can't answer
those
questions.
There are a lot of irregularities, a lot of corruption going on in the state of Arizona now. Okay. So if you are going to do this, this is an hypocritical conference. I have nothing to say. I have facts and figures to present before the board. You guys sit on the Capitol Hill and you are not really knowing what is going on, the pulsation of the veterinary practice in the state of Arizona. It is deplorable. Every day I'm in touch with the people in Arizona, in the church, in the community, They have thousands of stories to tell you about the practice of veterinarians in Arizona. And the veterinarians are doing not the right thing for the state of Arizona, nor the people. So who is going to listen to this? Now we have a new governor, and I called the governor's office and also the director of the board and commissions. We are talking about this issue. So now Dr. James is saying that she has no time to listen. Why she is sitting there? And Jessica is gone. There is a lot of irregularities you guys are playing, and this is hypocritical.
Yeah,
this is not right for Arizona.
So, Dr. Johnson, I think we've met the 3 minutes. If you want to...
don't talk to me about that minute. Go ahead.
Okay, well,
talk about minutes.
We're going to discontinue.
I did not open my mouth. You don't have an answer for anything I'm saying, Dr. James.
Can we disconnect?
You are interested to go and make the money you go off.
Tracy, can we disconnect now?
Yep. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, for your time.
Bye.
Okay. Can I have a commission? We have one.
He doesn't know what he says.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Can we have the name?
This is Dr. Kleiman.
Dr. Gaines, you did a nice job.
I didn't say anything.
This is Ari, Dr. Kleiman. He has some concerns with some CE issues.
Hello?
Dr. Kleiman, this is Tracy at the Veterinary Board.
Hello?
Dr. Kleiman, this is Tracy at the Veterinary Board.
Hi, Tracy, how you doing?
Good. The board is ready to hear your call to the public, and our board chair is going to read you some instructions quickly.
Awesome, thank you.
Hi, Dr. Kleiman, this is Dr. Robin James, and we are at the call to the public. So with the call to the public, each person that wishes to address the board will be given 3 minutes to do so. Pursuant to ARS 38431.02H, the board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on the public comment matters that are not listed on the agenda will be limited to directing staff to study the matter or to schedule the matter for a further discussion at a later date. So at this point, you can go ahead with what you wanted to talk about.
Sure. So no worries if no action can be taken today. It's just something I wanted to put on the radar screen of the board. That I've been working with the board right now. I was recently licensed. I moved back down here. And my license is active for a total of a month and a half before New Year's. And I have to figure out a way to get 10 hours of CE within a month, which is pretty difficult when you're working full time. And I was wondering if it was possible to put it on the board's radar screen, because I was speaking with Nancy Nist, and she said that I was far from the only veterinarian that she was dealing with this kind of CE time crunch. I have another friend who's moving back down to the state, going through her application process, and she's delaying hers just so that she doesn't have to do the CE and get pigeonholed. Kind of stuck in this little box like I am for CE. And I was just wondering if it was possible to bring it up to the board, let you guys know, put it on your radar screen, if it's possible to consider if your license in the last quarter to have an extension for CE, anything like that, just because I'm running around and struggling, and I'm not the only one. So that's pretty much it. I just wanted to bring it to y'all's attention as part of this community and as one of Arizona's veterinarians.
Great, thank you for being here, and we will discuss that and potentially add it to the agenda at a future meeting.
Awesome, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thanks, have a good day.
Thank you, you too, bye.
Jim,
did you want to do the, to adjourn, or do you want to discuss that?
Do we need to do anything with that as far as do we want to add it to the agenda?
You don't have to.
Okay.
it was wrong in his assumption, right?
Yeah, I think that they get it automatically.
All right, so I will make a motion to adjourn. Can I?
Yes, thank you.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.